The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Let's talk about this piece of research that was done by the Straits Times and global research company Statista. And it looked at the fastest growing firms in Singapore. Okay, so no surprise, top 10 firms are technology firms.
Of course they are. While the rest might be in retail or even metal recycling, they have still invested in new digital tools. So it's like every company is a digital company these days, right? And that's keeping them ahead of industry trends. The hair and beauty chain, KC Group, came in fifth in this list this time round. They were ninth the previous time.
Yeah, and if the KC Group sounds familiar, it's because they're well known for K-Cuts, saloon, where you can get your haircut done in just 10 minutes. And it's ensured that it retains its foothold in the industry by providing top-notch service.
And part of that mission involves staying firmly abreast of consumer trends such as popular hairstyles in the region. But how is KC Group implementing digital tools in their business? And what is the secret to their success? We have with us in the studio Bernard Ng. He is the director of KC Group. Bernard, really good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, good morning, Manisha and Alan.
So let's go back to the start. Where, when, and how did the KC Group begin?
We started, you know, thank God, 2013, together with my business partners, Samuel and Brian. So, you know, that year, we decided to go into a business that is, you know, we were in other business previously. So we were in printing, advertising, and we were into education as well. But we decided to go into this hair and beauty industry because we wanted an industry that is cash basis, is scalable, has margin, and is in trend. That's how we decide to go into this hair and beauty business.
Under KC Group, what's your most successful brand?
Definitely, by the grace of God, is K-Cuts. Because when we first started in 2013, everyone was saying, oh, you know, there are incumbents already. So they were like not very certain that we will grow because spaces in the shopping malls and in retail places are limited. And because of tenancy mix, you know, landlords will say, sorry, we have the incumbents. We are unable to have you in. But, you know, by the grace of God, we managed to grow and expand.
And starting something like K-Cuts, it must have been quite challenging at the beginning. What were some of the challenges you had to contend with?
The main challenge in the beginning is beside trying to get space in the mall, because our brand then wasn't like known. Another problem would be then getting staff, because stylists would be like, oh, are you a new brand? You know, I don't know about your brand. You know, are you going to survive? So that was like initially very challenging. So to get the first few stylists, thank God, many of them are still with us after 6 years, at 7 years. You know, we have to show them that we are really sincere in going to take care of people, take care of the team, and of course the customers and the brand.
If you go to the website, one would have the impression that it's a Korean brand, but there are no Korean owners.
Okay, I mean, yeah, in fact, many people think it's a Korean owners, right? We do have, in fact, good Korean staff on board, and we have a good, very good chief director. His name is Carl, and besides doing training for K-Cuts, he does training for the whole group of the hair business. Yep. So he helms the Apgujeong group, yeah. So he is like the chief director status there.
So it's Korean style hair.
Korean style, and we have Koreans to do the training to our local stylists.
I can't count the amount of outlets. There's just so many throughout the island. It's island domination. Which is the most packed outlet? Any data on that?
okay, that's a good one.
That you know of.
Definitely. It would be our Serangoon Next outlet.
Yeah, can testify to that. I walk past it every time.
but in the terms of this global research, Statista and the Straits Times did, you came in fifth, so you'd improved your performance from the previous year. Obviously, you're doing something right. What is it that you're doing right that perhaps other companies can learn from?
Okay, I think, you know, very importantly is to take care of your different stakeholders. Those stakeholders would be customers, your team itself, and also your suppliers and partners, because every joint supplies. So for us, right, we actually go upfront and receive feedback from customers, and we do like mystery survey, mystery shopping, and for K-Cuts, right, you know, in front of every of our cutting station, we have like an email address, so customers know how to reach us, and we have somebody dedicated in our office just to handle emails.
Do they reach you? Because I've learned, you know, often brands will give out their email addresses and they'll invite customer feedback, but you don't always get a lot of uptake. Do you get people emailing you, and what sort of things do they say to you?
Okay, I mean, pertaining to K-Cards, it will be sometimes due to queue management. Yeah, I mean,
that's
especially...
That's a Serangoon Next problem.
It's actually a seasonal problem, just before school start and before, of course, CNY. You know, people get a bit anxious to get their hair cut.
Sure, sure.
So it can get a little bit sometimes messy.
So, but we've established you've got just a little bit over 50 outlets island-wide. Busiest one is Serangoon over at Next, or the busiest one that you know of. But this 10 minutes haircut, I'm curious. So you've got Koreans doing the training and all that. Is there a test to make sure that you can get a haircut done in 10 minutes? Did you ever ponder what happens if you can't get it done in 10 minutes?
Okay, 10 minutes is definitely not like a hard and fast rule.
Sure.
So we kind of like try to keep it in 10 minutes. But of course, there are some customers coming in with certain expectation, and then we will try our best to meet their needs. But, you know, we do also let our customers know that as much as we want to do this certain hairstyle they show us, but not everything is done, is possible at K-Cuts itself. So sometimes we'll tell them, maybe a salon can serve your needs better.
Okay. You can't exactly walk in there and be like, look, I've got you know, knee-length hair, make it shoulder-length, give me a few highlights. It's
yeah,
not happening.
You can't do that.
Well, I mean, we talked about challenges earlier, but in your opinion, what are the biggest gaps that the Singapore companies suffer with in terms of service, in the service industry in particular?
Okay, definitely, you know, the common gripes would be, of course, about manpower, right? I mean, how difficult it is to hire skillful workers with good attitude. I mean, we are not like spared from this same issue. But what we do is that, you know, for some of our brands like Hambang, Apgujeong, and Aoyama, we actually, you know, give certain promotions like student discount before a certain timing. Because one of the main challenge about manpower planning is that there's this lull and peak period, right? I mean, the peak will of course be after work, right? And the peak will of course be weekend, and the peak will of course be just before CNY. So of course, you know, there will be the quieter times, but you can't be just hiring your workers for the peak period and not have them during the lull period, right? So what we do is that to engage our staff and also to give more benefits to our customers, we actually do some different price differentiation and promotions to make the lull period not so quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's been well received?
Oh, definitely. Very, very well received, yeah.
Right now in the studio, we're talking to Bernard Ng. He's director of KC Group, and we're talking about the hairdressing and grooming industry, a place where there's quite a bit of competition. How do you maintain your competitive advantage, Bernard?
Okay, when we first came into this industry in 2013, you know, we were like, you know, having this step of faith to come into this industry. But we realized that, you know, to take on the competition, we can't just go head on, you know, to take on Goliath. We can't use sword and spear. So what we had to do is that we sat down and we say, let's maybe, you know, serve the niches, you know. And that was how we started. We employed this long tail strategy.
Okay.
And we came up with like different brands, different concepts, because customers are well traveled these days, right? And they watch a lot of different dramas and movies and read, like, you know, from different sources. So they are actually very well knowledgeable. And so we need to also do our research to serve them better.
It is a service-oriented company, service-oriented industry, right? And, you know, just drawing in mind, referencing, I'm sure everyone's walked past the K-Cuts outlet in Serangoon and how crowded it is. For someone working there, that crowd, that long queue, adds to stress. How do you ensure that your staff maintain a high standard of service?
Okay, what we do is that we actually encourage them to go for their holidays, and we also encourage them to take breaks in between their work.
Okay.
So even though, like, you know, at that outlet itself, there are currently 5 stations, we actually have more employees than the station itself. Yeah, so that it allows them to take breaks, lunch breaks, dinner breaks.
Okay.
Yeah, breaks.
And still keeping that 5 stations working.
Running. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, interesting. How do you handle, I feel like millennials get a bad rap, but how do you handle millennials or the younger generation? And do you have to sort of speak a different language? Do you have to take on a different vibe?
Actually, you know, millennials, they want to be heard. They want, you know, like their feedbacks to be done more regularly rather than annually.
Sure.
Yeah, and you also need to like understand that they need time off to breathe, to go for their holidays, to chill with their friends. So what we do is that we actually understand them individually, and if possible, and if they allow, we actually follow them on Instagram and to see, you know, who they mix around with and their lifestyle, so that we can better manage and motivate them.
Or make sure they're behaving.
No, I mean, that's not our role. We don't police them, yeah.
It's quite interesting because recent years have really highlighted not just millennials, but the generation coming after that and after that, how they need to express themselves. How do you know what to take with a pinch of salt?
Okay, what you do is that you hear their feedback, and you may not need to immediately act on it.
Okay.
So you just hear their feedback, and then you take note of it, but you need to take note of it. They will know whether you remember.
Yeah, they got to know that you are not just listening for the sake of listening, right?
Yeah, that's right. So what happened is that we tell them like a time frame that we will get back to them.
Okay.
Yeah. For example, recently, we just started a new concept, James Barker Bubble. It's at Marina Bay Link Mall. Yeah. And that is like a English bubble concept where we provide shave as well.
Nice.
And like grooming just for men. And we have this staff, Shani, her name. You know, she needed her Saturday to be off earlier and Sunday to be off.
Okay.
Thankfully, that location, we are off on Sunday because it's very much an office area, right? Mm-hmm. But Saturday, she wants to be off earlier because her boyfriend is going into NS.
Ah.
Yeah, so she wants more time. And so we sat down with her and we talked about it. And then after that, we talked to the manager and we all came to an understanding that, yes, you know, we can let her go off earlier.
That's very nice.
And she was very happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and thankful, of course.
Hearing this, I don't think they'll just have people queuing up for haircuts. You'll have people queuing up to work for you because it's very understanding.
Yeah.
It's very understanding. And you don't hear that much, certainly in the corporate world. I want to ask you a slightly different tack of question, which is around pricing. Mm. So earlier you were talking about high seasons, low seasons. Do you see a future where it's a bit like, you know, when you book a taxi and you get surge pricing?
Oh, yeah. In fact, we are working out, you know, with like Enterprise Singapore and a technology firm to do something of that. Of course, not surge pricing. We will still keep our maximum price, the maximum price as what's stated. But of course, we may do some promotions during the lull period.
Sure.
And it will reach you through forms that you carrying with you, like mobile and things like that.
Yeah. Of course, this is something that's still in the works.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Still in the works.
Sticking with staff, we see generations of the new generations of workers coming in. They want to feel like they belong. They want to feel that they're working with a purpose. And sometimes working with a purpose is progression. Could you share with us how do you handle, you know, expectations of progression, career progression?
Mm. Everyone is different. So, you know, when somebody join our company, we will try to identify whether are they more suited for management roles or more technical roles or other aspect. And for those who are more suited for management role, we actually keep a closer tab on them and you know, to be trained as a manager, to be trained in the area of management, there are certain areas you need to be trained on, like people handling, like, you know, how to handle issues, how to troubleshoot. And so what we do is that, you know, we will sometimes even move people from outlet to outlet so that they get exposed to different environment, right? I mean, they may do well in environment A, may not necessarily mean that in environment B, they will excel as well. So we want to observe them in different scenarios.
Okay.
And that's how we train them.
Oh, speaking of environments, you teed that up quite nicely. As a business owner in Singapore, and it's a business where you're in, you know, your staff are in close proximity physically with other people, I'm sure you've been seeing the headlines on coronavirus. Mm. So when you see those sorts of headlines, you know, what goes through your mind? Because you have to start thinking about precautions. You know, you're dealing with, you know, scissors and this sort of stuff. And you're thinking about how do I make sure that, you know, our premises are clean?
Mm. Okay, so cleaning is definitely done like on a daily basis, but more importantly, right, not just during this period where the Wuhan virus is spreading, but we always advise our staff to practice good hygiene. A mask are provided for them, and so they can actually use the mask that the company provide. But more importantly, you know, not just this virus, but the chemicals that we use in our food salon, right? We don't do keratin treatment at all because there are research to show that, you know, it may be harmful. So we work very closely with reputable suppliers like L'Oreal, Mukota, Milbon, you know, to make sure that there are no such elements inside.
When you hear about breakouts like this, we've been talking about how it affects different industries in different ways. Often the service industry can be quite heavily impacted. Have you been thinking about that?
Definitely, that's a risk management that we have to be thinking about. So we are keeping a very close tab on the news itself, like, you know, how fast this virus is spreading.
Yeah.
And we'll be taking precautionary measures when the need comes, maybe like temperature taking and issuing out masks, maybe even to customers, right?
Are your staff saying anything about that? Are they expressing any concern of sorts right now?
Not for now. They are too busy, you know, handling
the Chinese New Year.
The Chinese New Year crowd.
But to wrap up, what's next for KC Group? What are your hopes and dreams?
God willing, we hope to expand beyond Singapore. It's something that we have taken steps to explore. In fact, last year we went to the neighboring countries to do market research. Yeah.
So. On that note, will you go to Korea?
You never know.
We've been speaking with Bernard Ng, director of KC Group. Are you guys open during Chinese New Year, by the way?
No. We let our people rest.
So that means you've got until tomorrow.
Until tomorrow.
And we'll probably see an over flooding of hair at Serangoon next. Yeah. That's why I did mine yesterday.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot for taking the time. Happy Lunar New Year in advance.
Happy Lunar New Year. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at MoneyFM893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.